You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock on this Wednesday, November 5, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite, and it is
Pump Day.
That's right. We made it to the middle of the week. Mr. Zommers, how the heck are you?
Doing well, you know. It's pretty nice outside still.
It's not beautiful. Too cold yet. Well, let's take a quick look at the old Sam Davidson street cam at the intersection of State and Fairchild in downtown Madison. Look at that. It is beautiful. Blue skies out there. Get out and enjoy that beautiful fall weather because the times, they are changing. Some snow, some light snow at least, across parts of Wisconsin this weekend in the forecast. So get out there and enjoy it today. Hump Day, we say. Hump Day. And was listening to our old friend Kristen Bry and her colleague Steve Scafidi this morning on their show because they use it as well. They use the Hump Day thing. And Steve's like, we're the only place that does it. And
Kristen, that is not true.
And Kristen goes, no. And he goes, what? Other shows do it? She goes, yeah. He goes, who? Somebody I like? And she goes, well, you know Todd Albaugh. Todd uses it? And she said, yeah. He goes, oh, he's a good guy. He's a good broadcaster. So, well, I mean, wow, how nice was that for Scafidi to shout us out? He didn't have to do that.
We got the stamp of approval, right? I guess.
Yeah. So, you know, all great shows use the Geico Camel. That's what I'm going to say.
Many people are saying many that all people, great shows
many
use the
people
Geico
are
Camel.
Saying. Before we get into our regular midweek fare, I want to get this out there quickly. We might dive into it more. This is coming to us from WKBT Television in La Crosse right now, the sister station of the CBS affiliate here in Madison. This is important if you have a kid who is in high school sports. The Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association, WIAA, is warning schools and student athletes about a fake Instagram account that is pretending to be the organization and trying to get personal information and payments. The fake account using the name at WIAAWI Sports has been contacting Wisconsin schools, photographers, and student athletes while sharing fake live stream and ticket links online, according to a Facebook post this morning. WIAA officials said the account is fake and not connected to the organization and told the public to be careful when dealing with social media accounts that claim to represent the association. The association only has 4 official accounts. They are on Instagram at WIAAWI, on X, it's at WIAAWI and WIAAWI State, and on Facebook, it's simply Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association. So if you have a kid who plays Wisconsin sports, just make sure you give them the heads up. Make sure parents know across the state. There is a scam going around on Instagram, the at WIAAWI sports account is the fake one. We'll talk more on that later, but sad when you got to be worried about that kind of stuff. At 9 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock, he's never fake, always sincere, always real. You can catch him every morning from Lake Wissota across this network from 6 until 9. The host of the host of Mornings, Pat Kreitlow, almost had it. Pat Kreitlow, Patrick, how are you?
I'm sorry, I'm actually not real here today. Tom Brady had me cloned, and so the real me is hanging out with Tom Brady's cloned dog. But as a clone, I'm happy to be here.
How do you know it's the real you with the cloned dog?
Right. 50 grand, Pat? Who, I mean, I don't know anybody who's got 50 grand to clone a dog.
It's what I said. You know, he went through that divorce with Giselle and divorced dads. They'll do almost anything to impress the kids. I don't know that bringing Fluffy back from the dead is the way to do it, but
speaking of people that might have 50 grand laying around to clone a dog, our next guest, Trigvi Olson, joins us from Washington, D.C., the senior advisor of the Lincoln Project. Now, you love your kids, love the dog, Trigvi.
I have an issue to pick with you, Todd.
What's
Pat
that?
Has a great show, and he doesn't use the camel.
Oh, thank
you. Shoot, his priest. All right. Yeah, he does. He does. He does have a good show. Great show.
Thank you.
Great
right.
show. Yeah.
All right.
All right. We love each other.
I think you have to use the camel to have a great show. And no, I don't have 50 grand laying around to clone my dog.
If your girl said, are we going to clone Chloe, would you do it?
No, but if you said that we needed 50 grand to clone Pat, I might come up with an AI version of him that could clone
wow.
the radio.
Go.
All right.
See, I wouldn't have great hair like Pat has, but...
I wish I could have told that to the clerk the other day. They asked me to run for governor. I said, "Oh, here, my clone can do that." You know.
Wow, that'd be good. Speaking
yeah, we
of elections,
run AI Pat for governor.
Speaking yeah. of elections, at the bottom of this hour, we're going to be joined by State Senator Kelda Royce of the 26th District here in the Madison area. She is also a candidate for the governor of the state of Wisconsin in the Democratic primary. She's going to join us to give us her reflections of election results across the country last night and what it might mean in particular for Democrats, but those running for, you know, office of governor in the state of Wisconsin. But right now, I want to turn to our guests, get their reaction last night. Of course, nothing really on the ballot statewide here, but big results last night. The night saw two kinds of Democrats win, hailing from opposite sides of the party. Mikey Sherrill and Abigail Spanbauer, both moderates, won the governorships in New Jersey and Virginia, while on the far left, Democratic Socialist Zoran Mondami prevailed in his race for New York mayor in the state's moderate ex-governor Andrew Cuomo, who ran as independent, was beat out by Mondani. And of course, out in California, they saw the proposition to say yes pass overwhelmingly, which made it will allow the state legislators to redistrict throughout California, which is, of course, in reaction to what Republicans in Texas did to help Donald Trump. Pat Kreitlow, former state senator of the state of Wisconsin, thoughts?
I kind of feel like we're seeing a bit of a passing of the torch. You are seeing generations younger than mine that have watched the elders, if you will, and they're looking instead at somebody like Zoran Mamdani, who is actually not just talking about affordability, but actually seems to mean it, and they want to see results. They're tired of the politics as usual, and they're willing to try something different. California voters would normally not have said, well, let's change our maps, but they see what else is going on, and they want results, and they're willing to play a role in it. In Pennsylvania, voters saw that one billionaire was trying to unseat five progressive state Supreme Court justices, and they made that an issue. We're like, no, we're not going to let a billionaire buy our state Supreme Court. Look what just happened in Wisconsin, they were probably saying. And so I feel like there's this higher level of civic engagement born of wanting to see results and not wanting to see politics as usual. I will completely admit that can be an accusation of having rose-colored glasses, or in this case, blue-tinted glasses after the election. But I'm always encouraged when people look around them and say, no, 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 this is not what we want, and they pick a new direction. And I'm very happy to see that many people got it. The last time a mayoral candidate got 1 million votes in New York City was 1969. So there is definitely something underfoot here.
Trivi Olson, a former Republican like myself, now a senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, has worked on campaigns such as John McCain's and others nationally. You're out in D.C. What do you make of the results, Trivi?
Well, I'm not sure I take the same lessons as Pat. I think it was a good night for Democrats. In fact, in Virginia, it was a good old-fashioned thumping. Mm-hmm. I don't think the mayor's race in New York City, if you look at both the New Jersey governor's race and the Virginia governor's race, and Spanberger got 57%, which is, I mean, unheard of. She was winning areas of the state that would be the Trempealeau counties, right? Or the Sauk counties. You had relatively centrist common sense. I would say it isn't even so much centrist. It was common sense. Women candidates of a certain generation who really demonstrated an ability to appeal in places where Democrats haven't appealed. You know, I mean, the Republicans are going to make the new mayor of New York the poster child for what the Democratic Party is.
Oh, but sure.
Yeah. What the Another Democratic AOC. Party, the lesson of the Democratic Party is don't run him for governor of Wisconsin. Run a common sense woman who's sort of left of center as your candidate for Wisconsin. Now, I can't think of one who that might be at the moment. Maybe one will show up later today on the show. But I think that was the lesson. And I mean, I can't tell you what a thumping it was in Virginia and to a pretty much an equal degree in New Jersey.
I mean, every single county in Virginia swung blue. And like you said, correct. So many counties in Virginia are ruby red, except in Northern Virginia. It was. And then you look at Colorado. Voters approved two different ballot measures to make sure that all kids got free lunch, give raises to cafeteria workers, and let local farmers get grants to, you know, have their products go to local schools. These are the kinds of practical things that people look at and go, this is what politics is supposed to be about, taking our tax dollars and using them resourcefully, not giving them to billionaires.
And to your point, yeah. Pat, I mean, it's just those financial issues, those livability issues, and trivia to something you've talked about on this show, both in New Jersey and in Virginia, Republicans tried to run the same trope of anti-trans ads against these two women in those. They lost spectacularly. Just didn't work. Didn't take. Go ahead, quick.
Mm-hmm. But it's because they responded directly. I mean, both Spanberger and Cheryl went on and said, we're moms. Give me a break. Like, directly to camera responded, like Tammy Baldwin did, like Rosen did, like Gallego did, like Slotkin did.
Yeah.
And it's not surprising that Slotkin and Spanberger and Cheryl were all roommates when they were in Congress.
855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to the phone. Cindy in Appleton, listening on WISS in Oshkosh. Cindy, if you can make it quick, go ahead, please.
Yep. Well, I said this on Jane's show this morning. I'm going to say it again. I hope that this blue wave does not go to the heads of the Democrats and they get cocky. Yeah. Because in the state of Wisconsin, it doesn't seem like too many people have turned against Trump and the Republicans yet. So we still have our work cut out for us here in Wisconsin.
Cindy, thank you so very much. Pat, I share those concerns. Happy for those wins. But Mondami still has to deal with the legislature if he wants to get some of this stuff done. A governor who's up for reelection. It's not just one person that can do all this stuff, is it not?
I don't want Democrats to get cocky at all, but I do want them to know this was a day of reckoning for them as much as Republicans, that politics as usual is dead, and that you'd better be a little different, a little better plugged into the people that you want to serve, speak their language, get on their social media platforms, and talk to them about what you're going to do for them, not the same old tropes about trans athletes and all of that. And then you at least get the chance to make your platform happen.
Trigby.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. And listen, the truth is Democrats ran candidates who were in sync with the constituencies where they were up for election. And that's true of the judges in Pennsylvania. I wouldn't go so far as to say, I mean, he wasn't just recalling the two progressive judges that would be more progressive. He was trying to recall mainline straight Democrats, and it blew up spectacularly in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania might actually be a better bellwether of the entire thing, because if you look at the returns there, even in the red counties, people were like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also in Ohio, Vice President J.D. Vance's half-brother tried to knock off the Democratic incumbent mayor there in Cincinnati, or Cleveland or Cincinnati, I believe.
Cincinnati.
And lost spectacularly. It'll be interesting to see when all the returns come in, what happened there. It appears that many voters simply stayed home and sat on the couch. We'll come back and talk more with Pat Kreitlow and Trigby Olson on the other side. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media. Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 22 now, past the hour of 2 o'clock on a Wednesday, November 5, 2025. Shout out to my comadre, my friend Florcy Kohler. Birthday today, the anniversary of her 49th birthday. We're celebrating tonight at Bar Coralini. So we had a choice of either the 8:30 reservation or the 4:45. And at our age, yes, we're going to the 4:45. So I'm going immediately after the show to that. Joining us, as they do every Wednesday afternoon, the senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, Trigvi Olson, a former Republican like myself, joins us from outside of Washington, D.C., and from the beautiful Lake Wissota studios. You can hear him every morning from 6 until 9 across this very network on Mornings of Pat Kreitler. The 2010 Wisconsin Towns Association Legislator of the Year, Pat Kreitler.
Oh, no. Where did I put that award? I put it someplace. I was showing off.
I was listening to the show.
Capital Awards.
Yeah. Yes. That was fantastic. Because we've all, for either you, Pat, were a state senator. Trigvi and I worked, and in my former boss, Dale Schultz's, he used to have this huge, he was in office for 30 years, and we called it the I Love Myself wall. And it was all the Wisconsin corn growers and look, they're great, yes. Nice awards, but you were.
They are, but when you're all done, you at some point you look at and see them in a box and you go, what am I supposed to do with these? So I'm in what I call my, there's that management theory that's called touch it once. Like if you touch a piece of mail, yeah, deal with it and don't just put it in another pile. I'm in that now with the things downstairs in boxes. It's like, touch it, look at it one last time and then get rid of it. Otherwise your kids are going to have to get the dumpster and you should do it instead. So the Wisconsin Towns Association, the Builders Association, all the Corn Growers Association, I love every one of them. I cherish all my memories as a legislator, but the acrylic ear of corn just doesn't have a purpose in my current decor.
Your kids don't want to use that someday.
It's not in their decorating oof, I guess. Right. Yeah.
Right. Talking about election results across the country, I want to go quickly because I do want to touch a little bit on this great article in Trigvi's Substack this week entitled Empowerment or Exploitation, the Real Battle Behind AI. But let's quickly go to the phone lines, 855-752-4842. Tom in McFarland, listening on WMDX here in Madison. Tom, if you could be brief, please go ahead.
Not a problem. I think that New York City is actually the outlier in terms of the bellwether, because with New York City, you had Eric Adams and that entire scandal. That made him, he was dead. But then you had Cuomo coming in, and he is just as tainted as Adams was. And how often do you often hear in elections it's a choice of lesser of two evils and how people do not like that? Well, I think in New York City, you had a very clear choice. You have your scandal-ridden, corrupt politician Cuomo, or your newcomer who has, for lack of a better term, the white knight. Yeah, he's going to win every single time.
Thanks, Tom. I appreciate it. Unique circumstances for sure. Quickly on that, Pat.
Yeah, no, that's a very fair comment to make. This was not by any means, it did not, when I say a million people voted for him, I do not mean a million people in New York have suddenly adopted the label Democratic Socialist. But they're also not running in fear of it, and they want to say, all right, guy, let's see what you got. We can always tune you out later.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that. Look, we promo this. So I want to mention it. I think we'll definitely get more into this next week. But Trigvi, you wrote a great Substack this week, or last week, I thought, on AI. And you write in this quote, today, AI is our generation's industrial revolution. Data is the new oil. Algorithms are the new assembly line. And cognitive capital is the ability to shape how we think in the new monopoly. I thought this was a great analogy. Tell us a little bit how you came to write this article. Are you there, Trigvi? He's there. He's working. He can do AI, but not his microphone.
Here he comes.
He's still working on it. Pat, we've seen this explosion of data centers. I know it's a little bit different in Wisconsin, but this is a new world, and I think there's a lot of validity to what Trigvi wrote, that how we manage this, the genie's out of the bottle, is going to be really important.
There was another parallel by somebody else who wrote, and I don't have it in front of me because I didn't prep for this, and it said there was one being planned for somewhere up on the North Shore. And said that the data centers are the new taconite plants. And as they learn the hard way, the taconite tailings that were dumped into Lake Superior and poisoned the water in the lakeshore in part of that area for years and years just to grow some jobs because they didn't ask enough questions. Mm-hmm. And I will say, as the outlier, I'm not saying there can't be data centers because we're going to need data. We're going to use AI for whatever purposes, probably just to learn how to play poker better, but I hope cure cancer. Right. But just, again, like the sand mines here, ask all the questions and don't believe all the hype. Get whatever you can up front in terms of promises and regulations and try to benefit from a wave and don't let it own you.
Are you back, Trigby?
I'm back.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, it was like Pioneer at bar time. All of a sudden, Ulo was calling me. Fishing in the Dark was playing on my headphones. I couldn't stop it.
God, about a minute, a little bit more left. Just quickly, Trigby.
Yeah, I mean, the point of the piece really was to get into, there's two ways that this goes. You know, the business model of the internet period, which is tantamount to the Industrial Revolution, has entirely been based on people giving their data for free, and in return, they get free stuff like Gmail or whatever. And AI is either going to go that way, in which you're going to have a few people who are enriched and a lot of people who aren't, or it's going to go the way where it actually creates tools that empowers human beings to get along better with each other and to do things that they have never done in the past, like cure cancer.
This is cool. You know, people ought to go to Searching for Hope from Trigby Olson at Substack and read this stuff. Don't you think, Todd?
Thank you.
Thank you for the shout out, Pat. Yeah, I really do. And we'll get more into this next week. We have a special guest. So State Senator Kel Royce is going to be here next. So that's why we're putting this on the back burner. But we'll come back to this next week. Yes, check Trigby Olson out at Substack and check Pat Kreitlow out on Mornings of Pat Kreitlow every morning from 6 until 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network and also powered by Up North News and the Courier Newsroom. Absolutely. Right. Thanks, Pat. We appreciate you. Have a great day in Lake Wissota. Come on back, Trigby Eye, along with State Senator Kelvin Royce on the other side. Welcome back to the Todd Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 minutes now past the hour at 2 o'clock on Wednesday, November 5, 2025. Mr. Aaron Zommer's on the board. Could have been a DJ last night in either Virginia or New Jersey last night, Zommers, because people were partying like it was, I guess, that wrong song, but 1999.
That they were, although I can't take the credit for that one because that was Trigby Olson suggesting that we play that too.
Would be partying like it's 1979.
Yeah, 1979 is the year it came out.
A great year.
Here at the desk joining us, we always love it when that happens, State Senator Kelda Royce from the 26th District here in Dane County. She also happens to be a candidate for the governor of the state of Wisconsin in the Democratic primary. She joins us here live along with our ongoing contributor and friend, former Republican like myself, now a senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, joins us from the great state of Virginia outside of Washington, D.C. Earlier in the show, we talked big night, of course, for Democrats last night. Kind of people hailing from opposite sides of the party. Mikey Sherrill and Abigail Spanberger, both moderates, won the governorships in New Jersey and Virginia. While on the further left, Democratic Socialist Mazora Mamdani prevailed in his race for New York City mayor over the state's moderate ex-governor, Andrew Cuomo, who ran as an independent after Mamdani beat him in the primary. And of course, in California, voters said yes to Proposition 50, which will allow the state legislators to redistrict before the midterm elections. And here to discuss it more with us once again is State Senator Kelda Royce. Senator, thanks so much for taking time to be with us.
Happy to be with you on this great day.
Before we get into those election results, just give us an update. You've been traveling around the state. We appreciated it when you came on this show to help announce your race. How's it going so far as you campaign for governor?
It's been going great. I'm having a ball. I love traveling the state. I've done it throughout my whole career, but you know, the conversations you get to have with people, it's just been a treat. You know, I was up in Ladysmith at a bar, Trigby, you would like this. And they had the back rooms were filled with Democrats. And I think I got every Democratic voter in that bar. And then I actually went to order a drink for myself and started chatting with the folks at the bar and, you know, made some friends and I got some voters. And I don't think they expected that they were going to be talking to a Democratic candidate for governor, much less agreeing to vote for one. But that's how you do it, vote by vote.
Well, that's what you said, Trigby, right? You got to go where the people are.
Yeah, and I mean, here's the thing, is that the vast majority of people, and this was true in the Virginia race, that they're looking for common sense more than anything else. And, you know, I was watching Spanberger, and the thing about Abby is, you know, there was a time like with Christy Todd Whitman where she probably would have run as a Republican, given her background and everything else. And, you know, and her home is in the Democratic Party now. And but she went to places and won in places that Democrats just don't win. And she pulled, you know, 15 state legislators with her. There is a hunger out there for authentic candidates who get things done.
Getting things regardless. Done. I mean, that is, to me, that is the takeaway here is people want our politicians not to talk a good game, but to actually get things done. And it's not really about ideology as much as it is about effectiveness, right? And so there's competence, there's experience, which, you know, Mikey Sherrill and Abigail Spanbauer have in spades. They are moms who get stuff done, and they know how to do it, and I think voters rewarded that.
Talk to us a little bit about this, Senator Royce, a little bit more. To me, the mayoral race in New York was an outlier for several reasons. We had a caller, you know, you had a former Democrat, which was really the opposition to the Democratic nominee. It wasn't the Republican. To me, and you're running for governor, and Trigvi brought this up earlier, those two races in Virginia and New Jersey, what was fascinating as I watched the results come in is that constituencies, particularly the Hispanic wards and cities in New Jersey, but in somewhat Virginia, where they had moved away a year ago, and voted more for Trump than Harris, mm-hmm. those folks have now swung back, those voters. Our traditional constituencies in Wisconsin, as you look to your race, is there a correlation or no?
I mean, I think there is. If you look at the maps with all the little arrows showing the shift, what you see is that all demographic groups are shifting back. And that's because, you know, to my prior point, Trump hasn't delivered, right? Mm-hmm. He promised one thing, and then he came in and did the exact opposite. He promised to help us with the high prices, and he came in and proceeded to line his own pockets at our expense and force Costco even higher with his chaos and his corruption and the tariffs. And I think voters said, well, that's not what we wanted. We better go back to the Democrats who are at least, you know, care about us and not just wealthy people and the billionaires.
As you look at your race for governor again, and we actually had a caller call in, Cindy from Appleton, when Pat was still on. And of course, he's a former Democratic state senator here in Wisconsin. She's identified herself as a Democrat before, Cindy, but she said, because I hope, to quote her, keep me honest, Trigvi, I think she said, I hope Democrats in Wisconsin don't get cocky after this.
Oh, yeah, 100%. That's what she said. Yeah. I mean, that's exactly right. Mm-hmm. You know, what you see in all of these elections, and I'm talking about in Georgia, in Pennsylvania, where they retained, you know, three Supreme Court justices, it's not ideology. Let's not learn the wrong lesson here. You got to run candidates that are of the places they want to represent, right? That have the experience and the profile to do the job that they're running for. And, you know, Mom Donnie is an incredibly talented candidate, very inspiring. And I love watching his videos. I think he's, you know, he's got so much energy. But Wisconsin ain't New York City, right? Yeah. And he would not be the candidate to run for governor in Wisconsin. You know, he might be a candidate to run for mayor of Madison, but I don't know, you know, that's a very different context, right? And so it just matters to have the right candidates with the right message for the location where you are, you know. It matters who you are and where you are.
But regarding Mondami, and I want Senator, your take, and then Trigvi, yours on this. To me, set aside the very New York things of free bus service. I mean, those are, to me, localized issues.
Right.
To me, what impressed me and I think connected with his particular voters is, A, he spoke to the needs of that constituency mm-hmm. at that moment. And also, he just ran a hell of a great campaign. His social media was great. He was out there amongst the people. He was a populist.
Absolutely. He was a populist and he's likable, mm-hmm. right? You know, I mean, in every video, see, he's smiling. He's interacting with different people. He's listening. And these are kind of, you know, our politics has become so divisive and so hectoring and yelling and fighting. And it wasn't fun. You know, it's just like you have this feeling of dread when you think about politics. And, you know, I don't think people want to feel that way, right? We want to feel joy. We want to feel hope. We want to feel like we're coming together for something good, for the common good. And I think, you know, Mom Donnie brought that. But I give a lot of credit to Spanberger and Sherrill as well, because they built really strong, powerful campaigns that completely outperformed expectations. true to who those candidates are and who they are as leaders, and true to the states that they wanted to lead.
Trygve Olson.
Yeah, I mean, I think he hit the nail on the head. Ultimately, there is, you know, candidates fit where they're trying to lead. And people usually know when someone's trying to be something they're not. I mean, that was one of Winston Earle Sears' problems. She was trying to be something that she wasn't. So to that degree, I don't know if he could be mayor of Madison at this point. But, you know, one of the things the right is making this case, we've never had a socialist mayor anywhere. Milwaukee had multiple socialist mayors.
It's like, I mean, let's open a history book there.
What they're talking about. So there's that. But yeah, they ran campaigns that were true to themselves and that were about solving problems. And there is a real hunger for that. I mean, Todd and I have been talking about that a long time. You know, it's less about the kinds of things you want to do and more about, do you really care about trying to bring right. people together to solve problems?
Right. I think one of the things that's frustrated so many people about Democrats, and I mean, frustrated Dems about Dems, is the perception that we don't actually care about getting power or using power. Now, I think it really matters who's in office because it's life or death if you've got health insurance or not. If your kid goes to a good school or an underfunded school where the teachers are leaving, right? That matters to your life. And if Democrats believe that, then we shouldn't be afraid to use our power to make people's lives better. And at the end of the day, voters don't care what you say. They care about the results, and they want to reward political leaders who care about delivering results. And it's not that you have to win every fight, but you have to be willing to go to the mat. You have to be willing to take that fight and use your power and not just issue a press release and say, well, you know, too bad we couldn't get this done, but this is what I think.
You're listening to the Todd Allball Show across Civic Media. Our guest right now is State Senator Kelda Royce, Democrat here in the Madison area of the 26th District. She also is a candidate for the governor of the state of Wisconsin, now under a year away. How about
there
that?
There you go.
Now less than a year. And also the senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, Trygve Olson, who joins us via StreamYard from his home in the suburbs of Washington, D.C. Zobbers, I'm producing in real time here. I sent you a cut, I think, yesterday of Derek Van Orten from Heartland Signal, where he was saying, you know, if we don't do our part, we shouldn't get reelected. If we could look for that, because I want to play that for the audience and get Trigvy's and the senator's reaction to that if we have it. But in the meantime, first, Trygve, to you, and then Senator, to you. Let's talk a little bit about what happened in California, this Prop 50 and redistricting. Trygve, I'd like to have you talk about this from just a strategy standpoint, and Senator from a policy or a campaign standpoint. Look, what Newsom did out there in California is a result or a reaction to what Governor Abbott and Republicans, and quite frankly, Trump did in Texas. Is this going to continue on? And is that kind of, if we move now into 2026 election cycle, is this going to matter? Use your crystal ball, Trygve, or is it really going to continue to be a referendum on Trump and Trumpism?
Well, you know, a couple of things. I'm not a huge fan of the whole tit for tat, let's start redistricting. And it started in Texas, and I understand why in California, there, on the Democratic side, there was this, you know, a desire to respond in kind. That is the cycle towards the, it's not a good cycle to be in the middle of. That being said, the truth of the matter is when you start redistricting like that to add seats, you actually make some of the seats more marginal. And the reality is, you know, Donald Trump's approval ratings at 37% in the last CNN poll, right? Like if he's sitting there and you have a result like he had last night, There is the potential that on the Republican side, they may be the dog that catches the bus because they may end up inadvertently, the law of unintended consequences may lead them to actually exposing more of their seats, not less of their seats. Mm. So there's that. The key thing is, you know, when people are saying, oh, the elections might be rigged or whatever, bottom line is, from my experiences around the world, you just got to go out and beat them. I mean,
Senator Royce. Go ahead, Trygve.
No. Go. Oh, I, and just I, realize, you know, to that point, people aren't on, they don't, they're not liking what they're getting.
Maybe a fair question to you, Senator Royce. you're in a Democratic primary. You got to win that first before you go to the general, obviously. But there's been a feeling among some Democrats, I'm not either party, but independent, but some Democrats are really ticked off that Democrats aren't fighting more. Is what Newsom did in California, is that an indication of what your party, your primary voters want, this fight?
I mean, that's what I am hearing everywhere I go. And I think that's why I'm getting so much support as I go talk to people, because they want Democrats who are telling the truth about what the Trump regime is doing and are going to stand up and fight against the ways in which it's harming Wisconsin families. You know, and that's what I'm going to do. It's a differentiator for me in this primary.
When we come back, going to play some audio. Zomers is the best in the business. He has found it. Derek Van Orten was shooting his mouth off not too long ago and said, if we don't get the job done, throw us out. Well,
we'll do, Derek.
A lot of people might say yes to that. We'll come back. We'll play it for you. Can't wait to play it for you. Trevi Olson, State Senator Kelvin Royce. Come on back. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Party time. Music time in Virginia and New Jersey. Also being played in the Speaker of the House's office out in Washington, D.C. People are starving. SNAP benefits cut off. But Mike Johnson, Donald Trump, that's the way they like it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show.
AKA Little Johnson, not Big Johnson.
Yes, exactly right.
Little Johnson.
Welcome back. He's a short man. That's what we say, a short man. Welcome back to the Todd Allball
Show.
Fella. Across the state of Wisconsin, that's the voice of Trevi Olson, Senior Advisor of the Lincoln Project. Check out his Substack. Great Substack this week on AI. We're going to talk about that more next week. I think it's really important in this state with data centers. Also joining us here at the table, State Senator Kelvin Royce of the 26th Senate district here in Dane County, also a candidate for governor of the state of Wisconsin. This came out from Heartland Signal online, and I am told it is from the John Frederick Show. This is from almost a year ago, December of 2024. Incumbent for Congress in the western part of Wisconsin, Republican Derek Van Orten, DVO, had this to say about what will happen when Republicans took control.
When we have unified government, I'll be very clear about this. When we have unified government, if we cannot get our 12 appropriations bills through in a budget, then we don't deserve to be in the majority any longer. We don't. You know, I don't sugarcoat anything. And I'll take the paint off anybody that is talking smack about these sorts of things. That includes members of my own party. So a lot of the reasons you got to understand that we didn't get a lot of things done was because of members of the Republican Party. Some of our far right guys held things up in the rules committee. They voted against rules if the rule passed, and they prevented a lot of these measures getting through. So that's true. The other side of the coin is anything we do has to get through the Senate, which was controlled by Chuck Schumer. It still is until we get through January. So I'll say that again real clear. When we have unified government, if we can't get our 12 appropriations bills through and a budget passed, then we do not deserve to be in the majority, period.
Republican Derek Van Orten, Congressman of Western Wisconsin, on the John Frederick Show in December of 2024. State Senator Kelvin Royce, candidate for governor. What do you think now?
Well, for once, I agree with Derek Van Orten. I think, you know, he said it pretty clearly. Listen, if you're in the majority, you should be able to pass a budget. And there is one reason why the federal government has been shut down. It is Republicans. There is one reason why families are going hungry and worrying about where their next meal is going to come from, and that is Republicans in Washington.
Trevi talks about this all the time. I want your comments first, Senator, on this. To me, this just is a great and simple and easy to understand narrative for people like you running in the state of Wisconsin in 2026. Those guys said they'd fix it. We had farmers on this show from Richland County, beef farmers whose kids used Affordable Care Act for their health insurance and this. And they said they'd fix all this, and they're not.
Well, not only they're not fixing it, they're making it way worse. I mean, that's the thing. It's not just that they didn't fix the toy. It's just they took everything else and they broke it. And it's going to get worse and worse and worse because they delayed the effects of a lot of the worst aspects of their budget till after the midterms. How cynical. They knew it was going to hurt you and your family. Force rural hospitals to close, you know, keep kids from getting the medical care, the food, the education that they need. And they decided, let's wait until we can get reelection so we don't lose the Congress in the midterms.
Trigby.
Yeah, I mean, I would just say this. The other piece of it is I have always believed that the best solutions are at the local level and the state level, not the federal level. And if you think about things like the University of Wisconsin, whether it's my, you know, home where I went to school at Eau Claire or Platteville where you went, or the University of Wisconsin, right? You now have the federal government, which they were always against, saying, you can do this, you can't do that. And you've got state Republicans going along with it. Why are they not standing for what they've claimed for years? States' rights. They claim, as Derek Van Odwan does in that, if we control everything, we're going to get appropriations bills. He hasn't done anything to get appropriations bills. And I haven't heard him calling on Mike Johnson to put the Congress back in session. So, like, what's the
they're not even here? Trying. They're not even trying. No, they won't even go to work. I mean, they won't seat Adelita Grijalva 6 weeks after the election. He's terrified. Johnson is terrified of his members actually being in Washington and going to work.
Yeah.
Are they being paid, by the way?
Oh, they are. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, they are.
Although Brian Stile, I think, introduced a bill, and Tony Weed, I'm sorry, and Glenn Grothman came out of his den and signed on to it to say, don't pay us. Don't pay us.
We like Glenn, though, because Glenn had the courage to come on with us, Todd.
That's true. He did. He did at least sit down.
He likes us.
Brian Stile just kept walking past. He didn't.
Yeah, Brian Stile refused to come on with
us. Senator Royce, a couple of minutes left here. I want to give you the floor. I love the campaign for governor here, and I love you sitting down and talking to real people. Just tell us a little bit more. What have you learned so far, and what do you intend to do in these months ahead running for the governor of the state of Wisconsin?
Well, I think the most important thing I can do is continue traveling around the state and listening to people and reflecting the concerns that they share with me into my priorities as governor. We see very clearly that Wisconsin is a place where families are struggling to make ends meet. Young people are having a hard time envisioning a future life here where they're thriving. And that is our fault. We need to do so much more to make Wisconsin a place where people can afford to live, not just to get by, but to build a life where they have the freedom to live the life they want. And that means investing in healthcare. It means opening up the state health insurance and the state pension system that public employees have that are so great to every individual, every business, right? As a small business owner myself, that could be transformational for our state. We got to raise wages for people. It is not fair that we've got, you know, half of the state that is making less than a living wage for full-time work. That is not sustainable. And we've got to invest in our public education system. These are the things that I'm hearing from people. You know, and last night I was meeting with a group of students on a UW campus, and I actually met with a young woman from Medford. So a small world, that's my hometown, Medford, in Taylor County. She was like, you've probably never heard of it. And I was like, oh, I have. And we're just talking about, can she build a future here? Mm. I want young women like her to be able to make their future in Wisconsin.
Kel Roy, state senator, hopes to be your governor next. Good luck at the campaign trail, Senator, and hope to see you soon.
Absolutely.
Trigvi Olson from D.C., always a pleasure, my friend. Go Pack, go. I told Trigvi we need new Packer owners. He said, what about a new kicker?
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.